So the comment for Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitzi et tibno be'ez kasho l'urshut ha-rabim l'zvolim. V'hudak behen acher. Chayev benizgum. If somebody puts out different types of straw into Rishus HaRabin so that it will rot there and turn into fertilizer, and somebody walked by in Rishus HaRabin, slipped on the Tevin or Kosh, fell down and hurt himself, the person who puts the Tevin or Kosh there is chayav to pay for the damages that are caused as a Tevin or Kosh is considered a boar in Rishus HaRabin. The Chayav Kodem Behen Zacha. Anybody who wants to take the Tevin or Kosh for himself may do so, even though the person who put the Tevin and Kosh here was not maskerit, as he planned to take the Tevin or Kosh back after it turned into fertilizer. Even so, anybody can take it for himself, as this is a knas chachamim. The chachamim fined the person who put the Tevin and Kosh from Rishus HaRabim, since he had no right to put it there. Therefore, anybody who wants can take it for himself. Rabin Shim ben Gamliel Aymer Kohen Mekaplin Rishus HaRabim Behiziko Chayavim Lishalim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says anybody who puts something in Rishus HaRabim that can cause damage, and somebody did get damage from the thing that was put out there, the person who put it out there must pay for the damages that are caused. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to tell us that even if somebody puts Tevin or Kosh in Rishus HaRabim Bishas Hutzas Tzvolim, during a time that people generally put out Tevin and Kosh in Rishus HaRabim in order that it should turn into fertilizer, and during this time it is permissible for somebody to put his Tevin and Kosh in Rishus HaRabim, even so he is responsible for any damages that are caused from the Tevin or Kosh, as it is considered a boar in Rishus HaRabim, even though he had the right to put it out there. Anybody who wants to take the Tevin and Kosh for himself can do so. Now this is not talking about a case where he put out the Tevin or Kosh B'Shas Hutzah Tzvolim during the time when it is permissible to put out Tevin and Kosh to turn into fertilizer, as since he had the right to put it out there during that time, certainly the Chachamim did not knas him to allow anybody who wants to take it. This is referring to a person who put out the Tevin or Kosh Shalom B'Shas Hutzah Tzvolim during a time that it is not permissible to put Tevin and Kosh in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Chachamim knas him, and anybody who wants to take the Tevin or Kosh for himself can do so. Ha'hoifech et ha'golo versus ha'rabim v'huzak behen acher chayev benisko. Somebody who sees dung laying in the Rishus HaRabim and the person decides to take it for himself to use as fertilizer, and he picked it up with intention to take it for himself, and after that he put it back down in the Rishus HaRabim, and somebody walked by after that, slipped on it, fell and got hurt, the person who picked up the dung must pay for damages that were caused, and since he picked it up, al-dach, to take it for himself, it becomes his, and when he put it back down, it is his boar in Rishus HaRabim, and he is responsible for any damages that were caused by the dung. The Tanakh Baba Kama, Parakimo Mishnah Dalit. Shnei Kadarin Sheyumahalchin Zeachazeh. There were two potters. One was walking right behind the other. V'niskal harishayin v'nafal. The first potter slipped and fell down in the Rishus HaRabim, the Niskal Hasheni Barishon. And after the first one fell, the second one slipped right over the first one, Harishon Chayev Benizke Sheni. The Rishon, meaning the first one that had fallen down, is Chayev for any damages that were caused to the Sheni, the second person that was following him and fell over him. As even though we hold Niskal Lab Pushehu, somebody who slips and falls is not at fault. He is considered an ones. Here we are talking about a case where he had a chance to get up off the ground before the second one fell over him. Therefore, he is at fault that the second one slipped over him and fell and got hurt, since he could have gotten up. But if the second person who was following him fell over him before he had a chance to get up, then he is punted from the damages that are caused, as he is considered anus, since Nisko La Pushehu, it is not his fault that he fell on the Rishus HaRabim.